President Trump says he wants so-called extreme vetting to be part of the U.S. immigration process. In a memo from February of last year, he called for the creation of a national vetting center overseen by the Customs and Border Patrol Agency. Now, that center is nearing completion. Part of its job is to provide border agents with classified information. The move has some legal experts concerned about transparency and the possibility of the center developing its own de facto immigration policies. Melissa Del Bosque is an investigative reporter for ProPublica. She covers immigration and the U.S.-Mexico border. She's also author of the book Bloodlines, the true story of a drug cartel, the FBI, and the battle for a horse racing dynasty. Melissa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Help us understand what kind of information this new national vetting center could provide to Border Patrol agents.
Okay, well, what it says is it has access to the 17 intelligence agencies in the country. And the way that it works is that an immigration agency, right now they're doing what's called the ESTA program through CBP, where that's for foreign visitors who come from countries that don't need visas to enter the United States. So what they'll do is they'll submit that person's name, and then they'll vet it through the 17 different intelligence agencies to see whether there's any derogatory information about that person, which will go back to the analyst at CBP to determine whether they're going to let them into the country or not.
I mean, is this the kind of intelligence that Customs and Border Patrol agents already have at their disposal?
Not really. I mean, on an individual level, if somebody rises to, a very suspicious level, then they will send it individually to various intelligence agencies where they have contacts. But the way that this would work is that everybody who applies for, entry to the United States would be run through the intelligence agencies to see if there's any derogatory information about them. And then ultimately it could be expanded to asylum seekers at the border, anybody who's wanting to adjust their immigration status, and become a citizen, basically anybody who, interfaces with the immigration system.
We've heard a lot about extreme vetting, applying to people seeking asylum, wanting to verify credentials or make sure they're the kind, I guess, of people that the United States is going to accept. But this would even apply to, say, travelers on vacation?
Yes, it would. And the issue is, obviously, people need to be checked and vetted, and we don't want to let just anybody into the U.S. But the issue here is the lack of transparency, especially if the information is classified. They could tell somebody, I'm sorry, we're not going to admit you because we found derogatory information about you. And then, if you want to appeal it and inquire, well, what did you find? They'll say, well, it's classified. We can't tell you. And so you are banned from coming to the United States. So the concern of some legal experts and security experts is that if the system is politicized, as it already is, the immigration system, then, certain people could be prevented from coming in just based on, their religion or the country that they're from, where they just will not be admitted into the U.S. based on information coming from the center.
Melissa Del Bosque is an investigative reporter for ProPublica, covering immigration and the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Keely Boltina, and we're talking about a new national vetting center where border agents will have access to more classified intelligence. Melissa, introduce us to a Salvadoran man seeking asylum. You found he found false intelligence working against him. What happened here?
Sure. And this is kind of how I got interested in this. I've been an immigration reporter for a long time, and typically my job is to go and, I'll go to the border or I'll go and speak with immigration attorneys, and I'll be meeting with people and learning about their cases. And, they will be somewhere within the judicial system, and there'll be documents and there'll be information. But in this man's case, he was applying for asylum at the border with his two children. And he was he was barred from asylum and his children were taken away from him because they said that he was a gang member, that they had information that said that he was a gang member. And so, you know, he said, well, can I see the information because I'm not a gang member and I can prove that to you if I can see the evidence that you have against me. And they said, I'm sorry, we can't provide you with the evidence because it's classified. And so he actually had a team of attorneys who have filed his case in court and have sued for the information, and they still haven't gotten it from the government. The government is still saying that's classified, and it's gone on about 2 years now. And but what they did discover was that the information came from a fusion center that was funded by the State Department in El Salvador. So the information came from the Salvadoran military or police, is what they think. They just don't know what the evidence is. And so what's occurring now are there are layers and layers now of databases and fusion centers and now the vetting center where the information that is being used to determine whether you come into the country or not is totally opaque. You don't know where it came from, and you can't really appeal the decision that they make.
Let's talk about what this center is actually vetting for. I mean, is this to screen potential terrorists, to evaluate who needs asylum most or something else? What's the goal?
The goal is very ambitious. I mean, right now we have terrorist screening centers. We have one that's run by the FBI. We have a pretty robust vetting system that was put into place after 9/11, looking for terrorists and preventing terrorism attacks. What this center would do is would like to expand into counterintelligence, transnational criminal organizations. So it starts to. We'd like to start vetting for other things as well. So, for instance, with counterintelligence, you know, that is maybe they allow that person to come into the United States and then they continue to monitor them and track their movements and document what they're doing in order to continue their investigation into that person. So with more traditional counterterrorism screening, you know, they detect the person before they come into the United States to prevent them from coming in. They could now be branching out to allowing people to come in, but then to continue tracking them and monitoring them as well.
Some would say that this seems to be a way to give border agents more resources to do their job. I mean, is this an idea that other government agencies are on board with? Is this something we need for our border agents?
Well, I think the idea, and it's probably a good idea, is to streamline the vetting process, to bring more information into the vetting process, and that on its face is a good idea. The problem is in how it's executed and in the details of how it's executed. And one of the issues right now is that the vetting center is overseen by CBP and DHS, and which is the Department of Homeland Security, which has had four secretaries in the last 3 years and is now currently awaiting the appointment of another secretary. Its general counsel resigned. So a lot of the people who should be in place to oversee an ambitious project like this are not in place is part of the problem. So the infrastructure is not really there, I think, to make civil liberties and privacy experts feel like it's in good hands, right? That we, you know, that our privacy and everything else is going to be protected according to the law.
Melissa, thank you for catching us up.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Melissa Del Bosque is an investigative reporter for ProPublica. She covers immigration and the U.S.-Mexico border. And we just talked about the new national vetting center that could provide border agents with classified intelligence to screen everyone entering the United States, people seeking asylum, people who are just on vacation, all across the board. You are listening to Central Time right here on the Ideas Network. And you can let us know what you think by emailing ideas@wpr.org. ideas@WPR.org. And I'm Keely Boltina in Fort Rob Ferret today.